我的翻译会坐下来，因为他有几次翻译的时候昏倒，然后我站得比较远，然后应该接不到他吧。So today's message is partially adapted from Pastor Byung Ham's message at this year's CFC retreat.
今天的信息呢是一部分是以Byung Ham 牧师的讲道为参考。他是在今年 CFC 的退休会里面的一个讲员。
In today's story, Jesus is telling the crowd, which is full of religious people, that they care more about appearing righteous than being righteous.
在今天这个故事呢，那个耶稣基督呢，是在跟一群信徒说，他们或许会喜欢看起来是正直的义人，可是呢，他们是不是真的有德性？
The text says Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt.
这个经文里面说呢，耶稣向那些自视为义、轻视别的人讲了这个比喻。
They are there judging, comparing.
他们在那边批判，然后互相的比较。
And comparison kills.
比较呢是很伤人的。
In the church I grew up in Seattle, there was a family with 4 kids.
在西雅图我长大的地方呢，有一家有四个孩子。
They were all high achievers.
他们都是非常优秀的。
The oldest son graduated college at the age of 12.
他们的老大呢，在12岁的时候就大学毕业了。
He was one of the co-incorporators of this church, actually, while he was a postdoc at the University of Illinois.
他在念博后的时候在 U of I, 然后其实是这个教会的创办人之一。
The youngest was the same age as me. He started college at 12 and graduated at 17.
这最年轻、最小的儿子呢，跟我的年纪一样。他开始大学的年纪是13岁，然后毕业的时候17岁。
One of their daughters calls herself the dumb one of the family.
他们其中一个女儿呢，说她是全家最笨的。
She started college at 14.
她14岁的时候上大学。
And she got her MD PhD from Harvard.
他从哈佛呢得到双学位，又是博士，又是医生。
Can you imagine as a child being compared to siblings like this?
你可以想象说长大的时候被跟这些孩子们比吗
？So comparison kills.
这比较是很伤害人的。
These religious people are comparing themselves to others.
这些呢觉得自己觉得很虔诚的人呢，在比较自己跟别人。
And I think in the church today, we also see people comparing and hitting each other.
我们在今天的教会里面呢，我们也其实可以看到我们在教会里面大家在比较。
So Jesus sees this and he says, it's story time.
所以呢，耶稣看到这个，然后说，是讲故事的时候。
And when Jesus says it's story time, it's not a good time.
不过呢，耶稣说是讲故事的时候，一般不是一个好事。
When my kids hear it's story time, their faces light up. But when Jesus says it's story time, it's time to buckle up because it's going to be a rough ride.
所以当我们的孩子听到说我们要讲故事了，他们两眼发亮的跑来。不过呢，当耶稣说要讲故事的时候呢，我们最好系紧安全带，因为呢，他将要带你走上一个反省的旅程。
So Jesus tells a story about two people who went to the temple.
所以呢，耶稣讲了一个故事，关于两个人去会堂去圣殿上面祷告。
The text says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
所以呢，在圣经上面说，有两个人上圣殿去祈祷，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
法利赛人站着祷告给自己听说，神啊，我感谢你，你不像别人勒索。我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
我一个礼拜禁食了两次，我一切收入都奉献了十分之一。
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God have mercy on me, a sinner."
不过税吏却远远站着，连举目望天也不敢，只能捶着胸说：“神啊，可怜我这个罪人。”
So who are these two characters?
所以这两个人是什么人呢
？How would we see them in the church today? What would they look like in the church today?
在我们今天教会里，这两个人或许看起来像是什么呢
？One of them is a religious leader.
一个是在宗教里面的领袖。
someone that people would say is righteous.
大家会说这个人是一个好人。
Maybe you would see Fu Liang and think that he's such a person.
大家或许看到福亮会这样子想。
The Pharisees were not the richest people.
这些法利赛人不是最有钱的。
But they were well off.
不过他们生活是无虑的。
And they tried their best to follow God's law.
而且他们其实是努力遵守神的话语的。
In fact, they worked so hard at this that they built up a set of rules around the Mosaic law so that they could keep it better.
他们呢这么努力呢，他们努力到他们自己有一些他们的法律呢是建造在摩西的律法上面，这样他们才能好好的守摩西的律法。
The Old Testament has 613 commandments.
在旧约里面名列的有613个规条。
The Pharisees took a single one.
在法利赛人呢把其中一条拿出来。
Which is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
他就是在讲说你们当守安息日。
And they accepted that it was expanded into 24 chapters with 39 different prohibitions.
他们为了这个规条呢，他们写了24章，还有39个禁令来遵守这个规条。
In the church today, it's easy to see how Jesus speaks about the Pharisees and just dismiss them as bad people.
我们在今天的教会呢，常常听到法利赛人，我们很容易的就直接把他想说，哦，是坏人。
But these are the most upstanding, the most religious people in the congregation.
不过这些人其实是在他们当时在教会里面最有地位，而且最愿意遵守宗教的人。
The other is like an adulterer, an embezzler, or a murderer.
另外一个人物呢，他其实是像我们所看到犯奸淫的人，或是贪污的人，或是谋杀的人。
He doesn't just betray anyone; he betrays his own people.
他不是只是背叛他任何人，他背叛了他自己的民族。
As ethnic minorities, we somewhat expect to be betrayed by people who are different from us.
我们在美国当少数民族，有时候我们或许是有这个心理准备，我们会被其他民族所欺侮。
Maybe we go to a bank.
或许我们去一个银行。
Maybe we go and find an insurance agent.
或者是我们可能买保险。
Or maybe we're buying a car, and so we go to a car dealership.
或者是我们买车的时候呢，去跟卖车的车行。
We might expect, as a minority, to be taken advantage by other ethnic groups.
我们作为少数民族，或许我们会已经有心理准备，别人可能会想要占我们便宜。
But if we go to another Chinese person, we'd expect to be taken care of.
不过，如果我们去别个华人的华跟华人在一起的时候呢，我们会觉得应该会被这个同胞一起来照顾。
So to be betrayed by your own people is different.
所以被自己的同胞去占便宜是不一样的。
We're supposed to look out for each other.
我们应该是在互相照顾。
But this tax collector did not look out for his own people.
不过这个税吏呢，并没有这样做。
He exploited them instead.
他呢，却是特别欺负自己的人。
And yet, in this story, it is not the religious person that is justified, but it's the tax collector.
不过在这个故事里面呢，神所说的，神所称为义的呢，不是这个税吏，是这个税吏，而不是法利赛人。
Tax collection in Roman times was a little bit different than today.
在罗马时代呢的税吏跟我们今天的税吏不太一样。
Today, our tax collectors are government employees.
所以我们今天的税吏呢是政府官员。
And there are statutorily set taxes.
我们的法律是很明白的规定怎么样收税。
And then we have organizations like the Internal Revenue Service in the U.S. or the State Administration of Taxation in China.
不过我们有国税局来征税。
And these.Organizations collect the correct amount of taxes.
然后这些局呢，就是要确定我们收的税是对的。
But in Roman times, taxation rights were often sold to individuals.
不过呢，当时在罗马帝国的时候，缴税呢是常常是征税是标给个人的。
The buyers would in turn collect as much as they could.
所以被标到可以征税的这个人呢，会尽量的多收税。
This way they can maximize their return on investment.
所以他们这样子的话，他们所 他们可以赚更多钱。
They took advantage of people by charging them more taxes than they owed.
他呢常常是收比规定所多很多的税。
And Zacchaeus in Luke 19 talks about taking from people fraudulently in this way.
撒该呢在路加十九节的时候呢有讲到说他怎么样去占别人的便宜。
Not only does nobody like paying taxes,
不但是没有人喜欢被人家征税。
The tax collector was also a symbol of Roman occupation.
那征税呢也是一个罗马人的一个官职。
A reminder that Israel had lost the power of self-determination.
这也是一直提醒犹太人说他们已经没有办法自己在治理自己而是外邦的人来治理他。
So then Jesus tells the result of this story.
所以呢耶稣讲了他这个故事的结尾。
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God.
我告诉你们这个人回家去比那个倒算为义了。
Now we like to romanticize the Bible sometimes and say, oh, the little guy won.
我们有的时候呢喜欢美化圣经说啊那个小人物赢了。
But when the original audience heard the story, they were disgusted.
不过呢他们当时的人听到这个故事呢应该是十分厌恶的。
They couldn't stomach it.
他们受不了。
They couldn't believe what they were hearing.
他们没有办法相信自己所听的。
They murmured things like, God is not like that, or that's not my God.
他们或许在底下窃窃私语说神不是这个样子那不是我的神。
There are numerous serial killers who have reportedly become Christians in jail.
历史上面有几个很有名的连续杀人魔呢，在据一些报道呢，都变成了基督徒。
Ted Bundy, who killed at least 36 women in the northwestern United States.
泰德·班迪，至少杀了36个女人在东北的地方。
Jeffrey Dahmer, who killed 17 men in the Midwest.
杰佛瑞达摩他是他又号称食人魔他在中部这边杀了17个人。
After their conviction and imprisonment, they both claimed to have found Jesus.
当他们这两个人被抓了然后被关了之后呢他们两个人都说他们现在悔改找到基督了。
If Jesus' story said that these serial killers went home justified and not the person sitting next to you, how would you feel about that?
如果耶稣 的故事说这些连续杀人魔呢可以进天堂而不是你坐在你旁边的这个人你会有什么样的感觉
Jesus is showing in this passage that God is opposed to the pride of the Pharisee but shows mercy to the humble sinner
他这里呢在讲说耶稣基督呢 是不喜悦法利赛人的骄傲而是他在说不对他是这里在说耶稣基督是不喜欢法利赛人的骄傲的
但是接受
谦卑的罪人。
Okay, one pastor said, Satan's true masterpiece is the Pharisee, not the prostitute.
有一个牧师说，撒旦真正的杰作是法利赛人，而不是妓女。
It's one thing to know that to be lost and know that you're lost.
是迷失了自己，而且知道自己迷失了是一回事。
It's another to not even know that you're lost.
而另一个程度呢，是根本不知道自己已经迷失了。
So what's the problem with this Pharisee's prayer? What's causing him to leave unjustified before God?
所以呢，这个法利赛人的祷告到底有什么问题呢？为什么神不算他为义？
He thanks God that he is not like other men.
他呢，第一个是感谢主，他不像其他人。
The source of his righteousness is internal.
所以呢，他自以为义的呢，是自己内心。
Sin is out there.
所以罪在外面。
Righteousness is in here.
我自己是正义的。
Well, ostensibly thanking God, he's also internally boasting about who he is.
虽然呢，他外表上面看起来他是在感谢神呢，其实他内心也在夸耀自己的。
This is self-righteousness.
这个是自以为义。
The idea that by being an observant Jew,
在觉得自己是一个守律法的犹太人
，trying his best to satisfy the 613 commandments,
尽全力的守着613个。规条。
He thought this was what justified him before God.
他觉得呢，这守规条是让他能够在神面前算为义的。
But God does not grade on a curve.
不过呢，神他并不是以一个相对的方式来打分数的。
A single sin is sufficient to separate us permanently from God.
任何一个罪呢，都是可以把我们跟神永远分离的。
This idea of presumably thanking God and at the same time denigrating others is reflected elsewhere in Jewish thought.
在这种感谢主又同时贬低别人的这个方式呢，在犹太人里面呢也有其他的可循之处。
The Talmud is a book where Jewish rabbis discuss various ideas, kind of a multi-author commentary on the Old Testament.
犹太人呢有本书呢叫塔木德，它是在犹太人拉比犹太人的老师里面呢所写的，它就是很像我们的不同解经家去的所写出来的解经书。
In the Talmud's morning prayer, the Jewish man is supposed to pray.
在这个塔木德里面呢，一个犹太人的男人应该是这样子在早晨中祷告的。
Blessed are you, O God, King of the universe.
上帝啊，宇宙之王。
So far, so good. Who has not made me a goy, a slave, or a woman?
感谢主没有让我成为一个外邦的番人、土番，一个奴隶或是一个女人。
Goy is a Hebrew and Yiddish word for Gentiles. It's often used in a derogatory manner.
Goy 是犹太文里面呢，在讲外邦人，不是犹太人的外邦人的，常常是贬低别人的。
Last week, Dr. Thomas spoke about how God revealed to the early church that us Gentiles had an equal place with Jews in the fellowship of the church.
上个礼拜呢，讲员 Dr. Thomas 有讲到说，神已经给我们看到，是在早期教会的时候，神是把外邦人跟犹太人是连在一起，是可以一起有交流的。
Paul actually addresses all three of these distinctions in Galatians 3:28.
保罗呢，在加拉太书三章二十八节里面有再讲了一次这个。
There is neither Jew nor Gentile nor Jew, slave or free, male or female, for we are all one in Jesus Christ.
其中没有犹太人或希腊人，没有为奴或自由的，没有男或女的，因为你们在基督里面都已经合而为一了。
God is saying that these distinctions among people are not bars for entry into God's kingdom.
他说呢，这些不同人的分配方法并不是进天国的前提。
There is no room in the church for racial pride, social status pride, or gender pride.
在教会里面呢，我们不能是以自己的种族为骄傲，我们或者是我们的经济能力，或者是男女。
Maybe more fundamentally, we should ask, what is the purpose of prayer?
或许我们回到更根本的是说，我们祷告的用意是什么？
Prayer is a conversation with God.
祷告是我们跟神的对话。
God knows what we need even before we ask.
我们还没问之前，神其实都已经知道了。
But he gives us prayer as a means to express those things to him.
不过呢，他给我们了祷告，让我们可以跟他说话。
Prayer shouldn't just be talking to God,but talking with God.
神祷告呢不是对神说而已，而是应该跟神有个对话。
Reflecting on God's word, being in God's presence and being changed by him.
我们呢来细想神的话，还有在神的面前然后被他改变。
The crippling symptom of self-righteousness is being able to leave the presence of God unchanged.
其中一个自以为意的一个表征呢，就是我们在神的面前待过而却没有改变。
Many of us come to church almost every Sunday.
我们在座很多人呢，包括自己，都是几乎每个礼拜天都有来的。
Do we leave the sanctuary differently than when we enter?
我们离开这个会堂的时候，我们跟我们进来的时候有不一样吗？
I try to do my quiet time almost every day.
我尽量每一天都能够有灵修的时间。
Do I leave the presence of God unchanged?
我离开神的面子之后，我是不是还是没有改变呢？
Why do I leave the presence of God unchanged sometimes?
为什么我有时候离开神的时候一点变化都没有呢？
At church, maybe it's because I feel like I've already seen this passage.
在教会呢，或许我会觉得啊，这我已经听过了。
Maybe I've heard this pastor speak before, and I find their message boring and without enough stories.
或许我听过这个牧师讲话，那觉得他的讲道太无聊，故事也不好听。
Someone in the past has told me, "Oh, this pastor tells too many jokes."
其中有一个人跟我说过啊，某某某牧师讲道太多的笑话了，我听不下去。
As a student, Evelyn used to fall asleep. Maybe during this finals week, some of you feel this way also.
当 Evelyn 当我是学生的时候，我常常会。 常常会不小心上课睡着。在这个段考的时间，在期末考时，或许很多在座的都是有这样的感觉。
In the end, the root cause is that I don't think I need God, not as much as the sex offender or the drunk driver or the prostitute.
我们在最后面呢，我们在最终所想的是，或许是我们不需要神，不像这些犯奸淫或者是犯罪的人。
After all, imagine that the speaker were giving you the answers to your final exam questions.
就请我们细想想，若是讲员呢，他在讲的是你期末考的答案是什么？
Or maybe for those of us who have been out of school for a long time, maybe the speaker is telling us what the stock prices will be next year.
或者是说现在没有在念书的我们在说接下来明年的股票会有的价钱是如何？
Or for the unmarried among you, maybe the speaker might tell you who you'd eventually marry.
或者是呢，还没有结婚的呢，这或许这讲员可能在讲说你未来的结婚对象会是谁。
Then perhaps you might pay attention.
这样子，如果讲这些事情的时候，我想，大家可能会听吧。
But God's call in our lives is even more important than these things.
不过神所对我们的应许是比这一切的更加重要的。
Let's go back to this question. What is self-righteousness?
我们回到这个问题，什么是自以为意呢？
We know some of the vices.
我们知道有一些不好的习惯。
Alcoholism, gambling addiction, or being selfish and uncaring.
例如是说喜欢醉酒啊，赌博成瘾啊，或自私自利。
These are forms of unrighteousness.
这些呢，确实是不义的象征。
What is self-righteousness?
什么是自以为意呢？
Self-righteousness is far deadlier.
其实自以为意是比这些更重要的。
Self-righteousness accepts certain sin as permissible. After all, we all sin.
自以为意呢，是觉得有些罪是可以犯的，因为大家都是人，也都会犯错。
But we look down then on all the other sin.
不过呢，其他的罪呢，都是完全不可以犯的。
We may feel that adultery or murder are not okay.
我们可能是想说呢，奸淫或者是杀害别人是不可以的。
But Jesus tells us that if we lust after someone, we commit adultery in our heart, and if we hate someone, we've already murdered them in our heart.
不过耶稣提醒我们说，我们如果动淫念的呢，这个心里已经与他犯奸淫了。如果我们是心里憎恨任何的人，我们已经是谋杀了他。
Self-righteousness says, if your sin is different from mine, get off my cul-de-sac, get off my lawn. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
在自以为意呢，他是说，如果你跟我不一样呢，那你就离开我的这个小区，离开我这个地方，不要管我。
As in Jesus' time, in society today, we have racism, classism, and sexism.
就像耶稣当时的时候，我们现在的社会里面也有种族歧视，有阶级歧视，也有性别歧视。
Why does society divide in so many ways into in-groups and out-groups?
为什么我们的社会会分成这么多你跟他呢？有这么多的歧视呢？
Even in the church, we divide between charismatic churches and non-charismatic churches.
因为就算在教会里面，我们也分派，分成灵恩派或者是非灵恩派。
We divide between contemporary music and hymns.
或是现代敬拜跟古典音乐敬拜。
We divide between people who dress up to go to church and people who go to church in ordinary clothes.
或许是以穿着，有些人穿得比较漂亮来上教会，有些人穿得比较简单。
We divide between people who dye their hair pink and people who can't stand it when people dye their hair pink.
我们分了，有些人喜欢把自己头发呢染成粉红色，或者是有一些人是完全不能忍受别人把他自己的头发染成粉红色的。
The problem in the world today, the problem in the church today,is that we celebrate a righteousness that did not come from Jesus Christ.
我们今天的社会呢，还有今天的教会一个很大的问题呢，是我们表扬那不是来自耶稣基督的正义。
I'll show you three things in this text that let us turn away from self-righteousness and towards righteousness of God.
我们接下来要讲三点呢，是如何让我们从自以为意呢，回转到主面前。
First, the deception of self-righteousness.
第一个呢，是自我欺骗。
When you're oblivious to the way you've sinned against God, then you can't see anything correctly.
当我们呢，没有办法看到，我们是如何在神面前犯罪呢？我们没有办法好，我们没有办法真的认清自己。
You deceive yourself into thinking that you're the standard.
会自己觉得自己就是标准。
There's someone I know who loves to criticize people for parking in spots that they shouldn't park in.
有一个我认识的人呢，很喜欢去骂那些停车不是停在对的停车位的人。
Non-handicapped people parking in handicapped spots.
不是残障人士停在残障人士的位置的。
People without young children parking in spots that are reserved for people with young children.
没有小孩的停在亲子车位里面。
She's even written notes and put them on people's cars.
她甚至呢会写字条贴在人家车上。
Telling them about their transgression.
跟他们说呢，他是不是做跟他们说他们做的事情多么不对。
But this same person parks in unmarked spots when it's convenient.
不过呢，这个人呢，却常常停在没有被划位的地方当车位。
She doesn't see the deception of her own self-righteousness.
她完全没有办法看到她自己所做的自我欺骗。
The Pharisee in Jesus' story says he doesn't cheat on his wife. He tithes and he fasts twice a week.
这个经文呢说，这个法利赛人是不犯奸淫的，而且呢也捐上十分之一。
He tries really hard. It's fasting is difficult. You get hungry.
那个禁食祷告是非常困难的，我们当然是会肚子饿啦。
And actually, he's only required to fast once a week, but he fasts twice a week. Extra credit.
所以呢，他不一般是规定是一个礼拜禁食一次，而且他不但呢禁食一次，他禁食了两次，真的是非常的努力。
He's delusional, though. He's deceived by his own standards.
他呢，却是自己看不清自痴心妄想，他被他自己的标准所蒙蔽。
In Jeremiah 9:23 and 24, it says, "Let not the wise boast in their wisdom, or the strong boast in their strength, or the rich in their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me."
在耶利米书九章二十三、二十四节说，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华所说的。
Do you sometimes think the world would be a better place if people were more like you?
我们会不会有的时候呢，想说这世界上如果更多像我这样的人就更好了
？I think like that when I'm driving.
当我开车的时候，我的确这样子想。
Every day on my commute to work, there's a two-lane road, and I need to turn right there.
但我每一天呢，上班的路上呢，有一个两个车道，然后呢，那个两个车道有一个右转车道，有一个直走车道。
两个都是直走车道，但是右转的车在右线，你可以就右转。
对，就是。
Okay. So my pet peeve is when there's nobody in the left lane and somebody who's going straight stops in the right lane.
所以呢，我觉得很烦的呢是，当左车道没有人的时候呢，有人停在右车道，可是又不右转，他想直走。
So I think, at least for me, if I'm at that intersection and there's nobody in the left lane, I'll get in the left lane because I know people behind me might want to turn right.
我觉得至少是我，如果我知道，如果左边没有人的话呢，我会去左道，这样的话，右边要右转的人可以红灯右转。
So more generally, I think if everybody drove like me, the traffic would flow more efficiently.
我觉得如果每个人跟我开车一样的话呢，开车会顺畅很多。
And also, I think people would be safer drivers.
而且我觉得大家会比较安全一点。
So the Pharisee has this opinion. He thinks the world would be a better place if only more people were like me.
所以呢，法利赛人就是这样想：如果世界上更多人像我一样的话。世界就会更好。
Sin is out there.
那罪呢是在外面，而不是在里面。
They don't believe that sin is in the heart of each person.
他不觉得罪性是在我们自己心里面。
The deception of self-righteousness is that we're so busy looking down on other people that we don't have time to look at God.
在自以为意的其中一个问题呢，就是我们非常积极的看着，就是贬低别人，而我们没有看到我们没有看到我们的神。
The only time we should be looking down at other people is when we're helping them up.
当我们呢贬低别人的时候，我们只有一个地方我们可以去看到别人的软弱，就是当我们在帮忙他们站起来的时候。
The next is the devastation of self-righteousness.
然后呢，第二点呢是自以为意的后果。
People are hurt by our self-righteousness.
别的人呢会被我们的自以为意而伤害。
In our department, we have undergraduate mentoring every semester.
在在我教书的这个系里面呢，每个学生需要有一个指导老师。
I talk with a couple dozen students each semester, and they tell me about their academic plans.
我一个学期呢会见几十个大学部的学生，然后他们会跟我说他们要念书的计划是什么。
Several of my students are devastated by their families when they don't perform up to their parents' expectations.
有好几个我的学生呢，当他的课业不如他的家人所期望的时候，他们都被家人深深的打击。
One of my most memorable mentoring students was an atheist who took my class, the fabled ECE 190.
就是其中一个让我记忆很深刻的呢，是一个我一个无神论的学生呢，是来选我的课，是那个很有名的 ECE 190那堂课。
He had serious difficulties with exam anxiety.
他有很强烈的考试焦虑症。
I referred him to the university resources on this, the counseling center in McKinley.
我呢，引他去学校的一些心理辅导，还有是McKinley 的这个医院。
His freshman year GPA was quite low.
他大一的成绩呢非常的差。
One might legitimately wonder if he could successfully complete the program.
是很有理由去想说他念不毕业的。
And his parents gave him a hard time, both about his grades and about visiting the counseling center in McKinley.
所以他父母对他的压力很大，不但是说在课业上面对他压力很大，也觉得他不应该去看心理医生。
The stigma of psychiatric treatment was too much for them, and they thought he should just work through it.
他们觉得去做心理治疗这个是非常不可接受的，那他应该就是自己帮助自己调整适应就好。
But once McKinley got him dialed in on the right set of medication, his exam anxiety was well controlled, and his grades completely turned around.
不过呢，当学校医院呢给他对的药了之后呢，他的那个考试焦虑症好非常多，那他的功课也突然突飞猛进。
When we find our worth, our significance, our glory in academics, jobs, or families.
当我们呢把我们自己的价值还有重要性放在我们的课业上面、我们的工作上面，或者是我们的家庭上面的时候
，inevitably we devastate other people because they don't feel like they belong.
我们会打击到别人，因为有些人或许觉得他不应该跟你在一起。
Good things, even things that are blessed by God, can result in devastation from self-righteousness.
就算是很好的东西，是神给的东西，我们也可能会被这个自意压垮。
One of my good friends from graduate school has struggled with homosexual attractions.
我有一个好朋友呢，我有个好朋友在研究所我认识的时候呢，他自己有同性恋的倾向。
He thinks he will probably never get married.
他觉得他自己大概永远不会结婚吧。
He finds that in many churches there are no groups for him as an older unmarried person.
他发现在很多教会里面呢，没有一个小组是给一个未婚而且年纪比较偏大的人。
Marriage is a good thing.
婚姻是一个很好的东西。
Marriage is a God thing.
婚姻是神给的。
He created it, and it's central to how he relates to humanity.
他创造了婚姻，而且这个是神与人很重要的一个联系。
The Bible starts with a wedding and ends with a wedding.
这个圣经呢，开始的时候是一个婚礼，结束也是一个婚礼。
But marriage is not made to be worshipped. It is made just for this life.
我们的婚姻呢，却不能被我们不能。来崇拜我们的婚姻，因为这个婚姻只是在这一个活着这一生而已。
When churches build structures that exclude older singles, the church celebrates marriage over Christ, the created over the creator.
当我们教会里面没有办法当我们的教会的结构呢，让比较年纪大的单身弟兄姐妹没有办法参与的时候呢。教会就是教会重视这个婚姻大于重视我们的神。
Why don't we see this devastation of self-righteousness?
为什么我们看不到这个自义的打击呢？
When we think we are fundamentally better than other people, we won't notice or care when they are treated badly.
当我们觉得我们比别人好太多的时候呢，我们或许不会注意到他们或也不会关心说他们被伤害了。
We don't care how they're treated.
我们不管他们是如何我们不会注意到他们是如何被对待的。
This happens throughout history, whether it's the Nazis' vilification of the Jews.
例如是说像纳粹他当时是如何妖魔化犹太人。
Early America and their treatment of slaves.
美国早期的时候所对待奴隶。
Or today in America, there's an epidemic of police shooting racial minorities.
像今日的美国的警察射杀少数民族。
Many times society's apathy is rooted in a sense of superiority.
很多时候我们社会里面不在乎的心情呢，是因为我们有优越感。
You know what the Pharisees should think when he sees this tax collector ripping people off?
你知道当这个法利赛人看到这个税吏的时候，他应该要怎么样想吗？
Instead of thinking, that isn't my problem, that isn't my fault.
不是想说这个不是我的问题，这不是我所做的，我没有勒索别人。
He should see that in some way, by his apathy and indifference, he has contributed to the plight of this man.
他要看到的应该是说，在某些方面呢，他的不在乎，也加重了这个问题。
He has contributed to his downtrodden ways.
他呢，让这个人更不受接受。
Instead of saying, you're on your own, tax collector, he should be thinking, we're in this together.
他不应该说是说你自作自受，你这个税吏。而是应该说我们在这里，我们都是在同一船上的人。
Our kids often accidentally hurt each other, and then they say, oh, it was an accident.
我们两个女儿呢，常常不小心伤害到别人，然后伤害到对方，然后回答是说，哦，我只是不小心的。
We try to explain to them that just because they didn't intentionally hurt their sister, it doesn't mean that they can be apathetic to their suffering.
我们试着跟他们说呢，如果就算你不是故意的，你也不可以不在乎你的姐妹所受的伤。
In many ways, we're apathetic to the sin of others.
我们很多时候呢，其实对别人的罪是没有任何的感觉的。
When you see other people in their sin, do you think you deserve it?
当我们中间有人呢在罪性里面打滚的时候，我们会不会想说，哦，他是活该的？
We treat pastors and religious people like this a lot. We hold them to a higher standard.
我们特别是对牧师和一些看起来很虔诚的信徒的时候，会这样子。我们常常是把他们放在一个更高的标准上面的。
Now the Bible does say that we should, but do we also pray for the people who are in sin?
我们呢，在圣经里面确实是这样说，我们要把它放在更高的标准上面。可是我们是不是也为他们祷告呢？
Or do we say to ourselves, that's not our problem, that's beneath us?
或者是说，那不是我的问题，那不值得我来想。
The second greatest commandment is to love one another.
第二，我们最大的诫条，第二个呢，就是我们要互相友爱。
The Pharisee looks at himself and says, I'm not the problem, he's the problem.
这法利赛人看到自己人，他就说：“哦，我不是这个问题，他才是那个问题。”
But the biggest problem today is my failure to admit that I am the biggest problem.
我自己最大的问题呢，就是说我要必须要承认我自己就是那个我自己就是那个犯错的人，而且我是一个教会里面最大的问题。
The world is full of people who set standards for themselves and judge others on those standards.
我们这个世界充满了很多人呢，是对自己是有很多标准给自己，然后来批判别人。
People who look at God and judge him from their perspective.
很多人看到神，然后以自己的角度来批判神。
People who look at Christians and say, "How can you be like this when you're a Christian?"
很多人看到基督徒说，哎，你这样子怎么能够当基督徒？
I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to set standards for yourself.
我不想要你这样做，我不想要你这样子用自己的标准来衡量自己。
Do you remember the first sin in Genesis 3?
我们记得我们第一个在圣经里面第一个罪吗？
What does Satan say?
撒旦所说什么？
Did God really say?
神启示真说？
Satan said, you won't really die. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
撒旦说，你不会真的死，因为神你眼睛就明亮了，你如神能知善恶。
You will decide what is right and wrong.
你决定什么是对，什么是错。
This is a frightening world we live in.
这个是一个很可怕的世界。
Our sin, like Adam, is putting ourselves where we do not belong, in the place of God.
我们的罪呢，就好像亚当一样呢，把我们自己放在我们不该做的事情。
We set the terms of righteousness. What is upright? What is acceptable?
我们自己定标准，什么是好的，什么是不好的。
The good news is that we have salvation today because Jesus put himself in a place where he does not belong.
我们的 好消息呢，是耶稣呢，把他自己放在他不应该出现在的地方。
Jesus Christ put himself in our place, a place where he did not belong, to be crucified in my place.
耶稣基督把他自己放在我们 的地方，一个是他不需要去的地方，被钉死十字架，是因为我自己的罪。
Yes, we are sinners.
是，我们都是罪人。
Not only because we sin.
不只是因为我们做错事情。
Not only because we drive angry in traffic or cheat on our homework or covet our neighbor's success.
不只是我们开车的时候不好好开，或者是我们在功课上面呢抄别人的，或是我们抢夺我们邻舍的好处。
Ultimately, we've done all those things because we want to decide what's right and wrong for us.
最终的，我们做了这些事情，因为我们都想要决定什么是对我们好，什么是不好的。
The most terrifying truth in the Bible isn't hell or Satan.
在圣经里面呢，最可怕的并不是关于地狱或者是关于撒旦。
It's that God is good and we are not.
而是说神是好的，而我们不够好。
Romans 3:23 doesn't just say there is sin.
罗马书三章二十三节不是只说世人都有罪，
不只是说有罪这件事情，
不只是说有罪这件事情。
It says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
他说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
This brings us to the demand for true righteousness.
这就是呢第三点，让我们必须要回到神面前，真正的是有义的。
In order for God to show mercy to that tax collector in the temple,
这样子神呢才能施予这个税吏呢恩惠。
There is a mercy seat on which they sacrificed animals like sheep and bulls and goats instead of human life.
在祭坛上面的时候，当时献祭的各式各样的动物。
It's called substitutionary atonement.
这是替代赎罪，而不是杀了人放在上面。
In order for God to have mercy on the sinner, he has no mercy on the animal.
神为了要给人这恩典呢，他必须要对这些动物没有恩典。
But the animal is not the final sacrifice. It is only a placeholder.
不过呢，这些动物并不是最后的献祭，它只是一个预表。
Do you remember what John the Baptist says when he first sees Jesus?
我们记得约翰他当时第一次看到耶稣的时候说了什么吗？
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
看啊，神的羔羊，背负世人罪恶的。
Do you know why God will show you mercy this morning? Why he will show you mercy when you ask?
你知道为什么神会今天早上给你他的恩典吗？
It's because in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus asked for mercy, for another way, God said no mercy.
那是因为在客西马尼园的时候，耶稣求神给他恩典，可是神说没有给你恩典。
No mercy, so we can receive mercy.
因为他对耶稣的残忍，而使我们能够今天有被今天有他的恩典。
The demand for true righteousness can only be found in Jesus Christ.
我们呢要成为义人呢，只能是在耶稣里面找到。
Many of us think that our lives have good parts and bad parts.
我们在座的每一个人呢，常常都在想说，我们人生里面有一些好的地方，有一些不好的地方。
The good parts are good, and I don't really need God there.
我做好的地方呢是够了，我不需要神。
But the bad parts, well, yeah, I need Jesus to forgive me there.
所以呢，我做的不好的地方呢才需要神。
But Isaiah writes that without Jesus, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
所以在以赛，可是在以赛亚说却说，如果没有耶稣基督的话，我们所有的义行呢，都是非常的，都是非常的肮脏的。
That is, there are no good parts. The best snapshots of our lives are insufficient for God.
这意思就是说，我们人所作所为的人生里面呢，没有任何一个是值得神的。
There is nothing good in me except Christ Jesus.
在我们里面没有任何的义，只有神， 才是我们的义。
Nothing good in us except God alone.
而且只有神才能给我们。
And so God had mercy on this tax collector, and God can have mercy on us.
所以神呢才能对这个税吏呢有恩典，也给我们恩典。
You know what's beautiful about this tax collector?
你知道这个税吏有一个很好的地方吗？
He believes that God isn't just wealthy, but generous.
他的认知呢，神不只是一个丰富的神，而且是一个慷慨的神。
God is not stingy.
他不是个小气神。
If you find your righteousness in anything but Jesus, it will not save you.
如果呢，我们把我们自以为义的事情定在任何不是耶稣基督上面的事情，他不会拯救你。
If your pride comes from your academic achievement and you fail out of school, you are left with nothing.
如果呢，你的骄傲呢是在你的课业上面，而你在课业上面失望了，那你就完全没有任何东西了。
If your pride comes from your marriage and your kids, and your relationship fails and your kids aren't successful, you are left with nothing.
如果你的骄傲呢是在你的婚姻还有你的孩子上面，而你的孩子跟婚姻失败了，那你也是没有任何事，也没有任何可夸的。
If your pride comes from your social standing within Chinese society and you fall from grace in some public way, you are left with nothing.
如果我们的骄傲呢是我们在华人社会 的地位，那我们如果公众出糗的话呢，那我们也没有任何东西了。
But when your value is bound up in Christ and you fail, He is merciful.
不过如果我们自我价值呢是在耶稣基督里面，那我们失败的时候他是充满恩典的。
The last 2 weeks on Friday nights in Bible study, we studied Peter's failure and his restoration by Jesus.
在呢前面几个周我们礼拜五的时候查经查到关于彼得他的失败。
In one of my groups, we also talked about Judas.
我去参加其中一个小组里面呢，我们也有讨论到关于犹大。
Now both Peter and Judas failed Jesus.
其实呢，犹大跟彼得两个都让耶稣失望了。
But Peter asked for mercy from Jesus.
不过呢，彼得回到耶稣面前去请求神的怜悯。
Judas tried to make it right by himself.
犹大呢，却是想要自己去改变他所犯的过错。
Peter found his righteousness in Christ.
彼得呢，发现自己的所好都是在耶稣里面。
Judas found that he had not enough righteousness inside.
犹大呢，却发现他自己是完全缺乏的。
Let us go to Jesus and ask for mercy because we all need it.
我们呢，回到耶稣面前来请求他给我们恩典，因为我们都需要。
We thank God that God took our place.
我们感谢主，耶稣代替了我们。
Beloved, what makes us beautiful to God is Jesus.
我们这些被爱的人，我们的美好呢，我们对神的美好呢，是因为有耶稣。
It is not our moral record.
不是我们的道德。
It is not our abstinence or our self-discipline.
不是我们是否有无自我要求。
What makes us beautiful to God is Jesus.
我们的美好是因为耶稣基督。
We all have to answer, what makes me a Christian?
我们都需要回到这个问题，我为什么是基督徒？
I know I'm an honored failure, a righteous wretch, a justified sinner.
我知道我是一个被神荣耀的失败者，一个被算为义的可怜人，还有被算为义的罪人。
Let's pray.
大家一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this story.
我们感谢你这个故事。
We thank you for this reminder that there is nothing righteous within us except Christ.
我们感谢你来提醒我们，我们除了耶稣之外，我们就没有任何的自以为义的地方。
We come to you to ask for mercy.
我们来到你面前，请求你给我们怜悯。
We ask you to take away our own pride of our achievements.
我们求你移除我们自己所作所为所带给我们的骄傲。
And we pray that you remove those things that we use to divide us from other people.
我们也请求你把我们隔离我们与其他人隔离的这些事情呢所挪去。
And we pray for your mercy and your forgiveness in our lives.
我们请求你给我们的恩典和你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣之名求。
Amen.
Amen.